Oh, I didn't know it was his wife. Fuck, I didn't know.
But cool. Well done, you. Why are you listening to that radio?
Why aren't you fucking your wife?
I didn't say that. That's fucking wrong.
Actually, I've got a new Porn on Beta song.
Yeah.
To play. I'm not singing on it, but it's still a new Porn on Beta song.
Great. Well, we'll put that in.
It's a cover. It's another cover song.
What's it a cover of?
It's Guns N' Roses cover.
Oh, my God. So...
Guns N' Roses?
Yep.
So, general news tonight. Sam, maybe you want to activate your... Wow. Can you get a smaller font? I think it goes down to one.
I can read it.
Holy shit, has some real estate. Anyway, I do know without looking at my notes that this is show number 54 of The Sean Kennedy Show. And tonight's topic, I couldn't tell you because I don't have my fucking notes. Okay, here we go. Oh, that's right. You're
there
free.
Is no topic.
There is no topic. The topic tonight is spoon. I don't know if you'll be able to eat anything in the UK, because they deep-fry everything in animal food.
They do, yes.
They do everything.
Oh, you want some tea?
Oh, you want some tea? Let me just drop this tea bag in the fucking back. You know, and if you look at them and say, do you have any soy milk, they will kick you in the nuts.
I know, so I'll be basically stealing...
Basically.
Stealing fruit from the fruit stands, eating it.
Basically. Well, yeah, but, like, she wants to, like, paint the living room and shit.
You're like, yeah,
let's paint the living room. I'm like, yeah, wait, I'd rather smash my fucking head in the slate fireplace. You know, I can't paint the living room, honey. Why? Because I'm bleeding from the fucking eyes. Hey, did you see that fucking movie, that Newfie one? The fucking one. The wrong all kinds of awards. It's fucking gay, too. The book was bad.
You're not doing so well,
Sean. Shut up,
Sean.
You fucking begging piece of shit.
And I am going to go to Burning Man this year and Europe as well.
Holy shit!
So call out to the people in Europe who listen to Rant Radio. Maybe I can hook up with you and use your facilities.
Bitch. Use your facilities? Is that what you're calling having sex with listeners now?
No, not sex with them.
Roman Catholic Church does other weird shit. The Sedley Ossuary is a small Christian chapel decorated with human bones, which is in the outskirts of the Czech Republic. Now, you should check this place out.
I found
all these bones. Yeah, all 250,000 skulls you got decorating the walls. It's made of fucking human skulls.
Whoa.
That's a lot of dead people, okay?
Look at the gallery. It's
what's that channel? Check out the coat of arms or whatever.
Coat of arms made out of, oh my god.
Made out of human
skulls and bones.
Made out of human skulls and shit. Now apparently this particular ossuary was featured in the Dungeons and Dragons movie. So if you're looking and going, wow, look at special effects, there's all these human skulls and shit everywhere. That's not fake. Oh my god, that's a lot of dead people. And that's like a lot of fucking dead people.
Way too many.
You know what I'd do? You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get somebody so drunk and stoned and then fuck them off and have them wake up in there. Could you imagine? I'd be like, well, gonna break me up some femurs and make me a fucking sharp thing. I would like a goddamn Tom Brown tracker. It's about 4.5 inches long, weighs about 2 pounds. On the good news, a turtle kicked some serious ass just the other day. Weighing all 55 pounds, a 16-year-old turtle destroyed an Auburn pet store, killing more than 6,000 tropical fish and causing more than $16,000 in damages. Now the owner, David Johnson, is trying to figure out how to keep the Auburn Pet Center's doors open. Had Vandal's been responsible, insurance would have paid repairs. But unfortunately for Johnson, the destruction was an inside job. And Harry is the primary suspect. Fucking Harry for shit. Maybe he was just exploring, or maybe he wanted to impress Sally, who was a female turtle in his tank, with whom he was enamored of late. But for some reason, the foot-high reptile found himself behind a wall of length of aquariums that held 49 aquariums. A wall of 49 aquariums. Now this, think about this, a foot tall, 55-pound turtle muckles underneath 49 aquariums. That's no small amount of weight. And he fucking puts himself in there, he's like, and pushes the entire tank over and shatters it.
Wow.
That's fucking rad. I mean, any turtle that can do that much damage, I'm like, yeah, Harry is a wog turtle. I want a wog turtle picture before the end of this fucking show. Somebody give me a wog turtle. Post in the IRC. I want a wog turtle before the end of this fucking show. That's fucking rad. That's a total testament to the fighting spirit of our culture right there. Harry ought to be the fucking official mascot of Rant Radio. Fuck yeah. You put me in the tank and send me as a slaver? Can you get out of this fucking tank? Leave my bitch down. I'm gonna rip this fucking fuck up. Warming up for my dance remix. You getting enough food there? getting enough food shoveled into your fucking face while I talk? fucking food.
Mm,
it looks so yummy, too. And I have tea, which I can't drink. This fucking sucks. Smokey's sitting there in his fucking
Soon
wheelchair.
We'll be taken away.
Fucking eating his chocolate.
Angelica Firestorm is like going absolutely nutty. You know,
very fucking. Every fucking time Skip Tumble is on, some fucking ass needs me to go help them. Fuck! I hate missing the show live.
Damn!
Fuck! Fuck! You know what's really sad though? If she's like helping someone somewhere, like a tech support, you could just tell how she's gonna answer that phone and be like,
"Hello."
It'd be like, "What? What the fuck do you want? Do you know it's Monday night? Do you know it's 8 p.m.? Do you know Sean Kennedy's on? I hate you!"
Happy birthday, dude. I didn't get you a fucking thing.
Showing up is good enough, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. It's the thought that counts.
Late or not,
as a matter of
showing up is what counts.
Fuck you, man.
Oh, yeah, the RC respects me. You betcha. The RC doesn't even know what respect
is. They're vicious.
They're the most savage bunch of bastards I've ever seen in my life.
They are.